That was a lot of painful conversation we just had.
I need to know what's going on with sex organs. We are back. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. I am, as always, your host, Brian Beckner. So stoked you are joining us for the first show of the new year, 2016. Hard to believe we've come this far. As always, I ask that you reach out, you become a part of the show, and you should, if you slacked at the end of the year, you know, people get busy. I mean, it's no excuse, because all of your friends have heard all of our final shows of 2015, but in case you haven't, I would suggest you go back and have a listen. We did a couple of very special episodes. One, the 90210 episode was fantastic, where we really broke down the definitive high school soap opera of our time and space. And then we also did a Christmas, it's not too late to catch up on Christmas movie reviews. And we talked about A Very Brady Christmas in the last episode of last year. So I would suggest go back, check out those shows, and then give us your thoughts. You can reach out, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. The voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. And as always, I implore you to like our Facebook page, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook, and subscribe on iTunes, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on iTunes. Joining me now, as always, Ed Daly. Ed, how the fuck are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
I gotta say, the year is off to a bang with maybe my favorite news story in a long time with these the Oregon militia.
Oh, are those guys a bunch of dipshits or what?
They're really stupid. One, they decide to make their move in East Oregon in like
middle of winter. Yeah, it's freezing.
And they're coming to the support of some deadbeat rancher, racist,
arsonist. Like,
yeah, just bad people.
Yeah,
and they're really stupid. And I don't know why, but I've watched at least the first few minutes of that guy's video in the car, talking to his kids about how he has to miss Christmas because he has to go.
That guy's the guy with the goatee, that racist, huge dipshit. Yeah, he might be the biggest dipshit of the group.
It's amazing. And, I mean, one, we know if these guys were any other color, they'd already be dead.
Yes, of course.
They would be long gone.
This is how America works. They would have fucking stormed the door 2 minutes in if these guys were black. And God forbid, if they were any kind of brown, it would be over.
And, I mean, if you really want to make a difference and really, like, get you know, people panicky and, you know, we got to act now. Like, they're occupying some bird sanctuary in East Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a shit?
Just all fucking right, leave them there.
Stay there. Yeah, I heard they're just turning off the power. All right, yeah. It's 9 degrees. Have at it, guys.
Yeah, turn the fucking power off and leave.
And these are these, you know, anti-government guys, and then they're sending mail. Okay, well, who delivers the mail?
I read that one of these assholes got a fucking small business loan. He hates the fucking government so much that he wants to borrow money to start a goddamn golden spoon.
Yeah, and I read they already were, like, they had misjudged what was going on, and they were already asking for somebody to send some snacks and soap and toothpaste. Like, they did. These are the guys who didn't even pack for their trip correctly.
I mean, you assume, they've announced that they're going to be there for several years. You might want to bring a toothbrush, maybe some deodorant.
Hey, and I wonder if that toothpaste has poison in it. Well, you know who checks that? The government.
The government.
You fucking idiots.
Yeah, fuck those assholes. Huge, huge dipshits. Anything else to report from the holiday? We haven't spoken in a couple weeks, Ed. How was your Christmas, New Year, all that?
Christmas was good. New Year, everybody in my house except for my wife was sick.
Brutal.
So So like as midnight was striking, I was trying to hold down vomit. It was great. Great.
Oh, that's great. Have you seen the Tarantino movie yet?
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Fancy Sauce and I tried to go see it over the break twice, and twice got skunked as it was sold out.
Wow. Wow.
Sold
out. I've heard good things from people.
Me too. I haven't heard a bad thing yet. I was trying to go see it before it went wide, so it was only playing one place locally, and just couldn't get in. And then, you know, I didn't. Circumstances. It's hard to get out right to a 3-hour movie, but it's definitely on my agenda. I did see Star Wars.
What do you think?
I mean, it was okay.
I thought it was really good. I mean, yeah. I'm just not like changing my life around it, but I thought it was really good. Like a lot of pressure on J.J. Abrams, and he delivered.
Yeah, I mean, it looked really cool. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't like as blown away as everyone else is. Also, like, spoiler alert. If I assume
don't give away.
We got a lot of nerds. No, I can't spoil anything.
No, is don't it give anything.
It's been out for a fucking month.
It doesn't matter. I was one of these people that was thinking I'll just wait a couple weeks so I can avoid like going to the theater with somebody dressed like Boba Fett. You know, some people don't want to deal with all the nonsense and just go when the crowd's thin out. So
I won't spoil it. Let me know when I can spoil it, though.
Sure.
Because it should be talked about. Okay. Oh, before we get into it, we have emails, but before we get into it, I thought of something. I was watching a basketball game. You know me. I'm not a big sports guy. I was watching a basketball, and the game was being called by, to me, one of the great analysts for the game of basketball. Like this guy, if you're watching a game and this guy is analyzing the play of the game, you're going to learn something about basketball pretty much every time. He's always been one of my favorites. But I was watching the game and I thought to myself, I thought this guy was 75 years old in 1990. He used to coach the Milwaukee Bucks. He's got white hair and a perm. Of course, I'm talking about the great Hubie Brown.
Oh, Hubie.
Ed, quickly. I don't know if you, I doubt you've Googled him anytime recently. I certainly haven't.
No.
But Hubie Brown, let's take a stab at it. I want you to guess right now.
Well, we can do some real round numbers.
Ed Daly, Hubie Brown, how fucking old is this guy?
Well, he was Pat Ewing's coach when he got to the Knicks. He was the first coach he had.
All right.
That was 30 years ago.
30?
So we can do nice round numbers. Now, he had the perm. It was white. Didn't look so good. A little straggly. I would say 70, but he's not 100. He was probably 65 then, so he's 95 years old.
95, that's a good guess. I would assume you're really aiming. Thing is,
well, I didn't say 70. Coach, he was looking bad then.
It's hard. It's hard traveling at 70. He looked 70. So I think you're doing him a favor by giving him 65. But yeah,
sure.
I would have guessed
he's 95.
Yes, he's 95 years old.
I can't imagine I'll be calling a fast paced game when I'm 95. No. Good
he's
for him.
Still very lucid at 95. Okay, Ed.
Yeah.
Hubert Jude Hubie Brown, retired American basketball coach and television analyst, born September 25th. 1933, aged 82. That means 30 years ago when you were looking at him, he was 52 years old.
Oh, no.
Not 65. No. He's still fantastic. The guy does a great job. He doesn't have the perm anymore, though. He's just got, like, the regular, like, white hair kind of covering up the balding.
He's a very lizard-like man, too.
Yes, he looks a bit like a Sleestak. I think he might have had a facelift at some point. He's very tight
Didn't take, though. Yeah. In the wrong spots.
At that age, you know, what are you even trying to fix?
Rearranging deck chairs on that Titanic.
Exactly. When you look like Hubie Brown, just embrace it. Embrace who you are. Be who you are.
I feel like if you gave me a number of liver spots, I'll take the over.
Oh, yeah. All of them. all of the liver spots.
Yeah, he has all the liver spots.
Not as
but many, a good
not,
analyst.
Not as many as Bill O'Reilly, who leads the world in liver spots. But yeah, I love listening to Hubie Brown.
Even he knows his shit. He really does.
Even when he's working with self-anointed Caucasian Mike Tirico, who could put any man to sleep, I still love Hubie Brown.
At least once a week, I think about how Mike Tirico insists he's not black.
Yes, I know.
It's like once a week, and I spend a good 5 to 10 ponderous minutes on it.
I mean, he was adopted and raised in a white house,
right?
But he's announced that he's not.
A human raised by wolves. Like they don't actually realize they're human, like that kind of deal.
Yes,
like he thinks he's a wolf.
He does. He should have a look in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, we're in an era where it's pretty okay for him to be a black, you know, announcer on TV, like. Yeah. I mean, I have to assume all his employers knew he was black. Like, I don't know.
Well,
he's been at this game for a while.
They don't know he's black. They assume he's black. But if he has to check that little EEOC thing on the application, he didn't decline to state, then he would check the Anglo not or Caucasian not of Hispanic descent box.
Did he check male or female, or is he leaving that up?
Okay, Ed, let's talk. Yeah. Oh, let's get to some emails first before we talk sports. A few people reached out over the break. Always good to check in with our listeners. Here's the first one. Ballers, all three of you made my day again. Already, excellent. I have pledged to buy the Baller Lifestyle shirt and the Herman Marshall whiskey. Now you come out as Kobe haters. Thank you. He is nothing but an old school ball hog. P.S. Loser Kim Kardashian has a silicone ass. Andy in Denver.
I like that he's from Denver. Like, is this hatred because of the Aspen incident?
Could be. I mean, I think Kobe is despised everywhere. The most interesting part of Andy in Denver's email comes in the email signature where it says below an. See if these words make any sense to you, Ed. Below his signature, Andy in Denver, it says, sent from my Windows phone.
No.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
No one has a Windows phone.
Isn't that the first thing you do? The first day you get an iPhone.
You take that off.
You take that shit off. Right off. But Windows phone.
Windows phone.
I mean, if I had a Windows phone... Like, if I, you know, just the chips were down, I didn't have an iPhone, I had to use a Windows phone, I would be, like, texting from within my pocket so nobody knew I had a Windows phone.
No, you would...
He's putting it on blast.
You'd be riding the subway, and everybody be on their phone, and you'd be, like, reading a paper or something, because you wouldn't want anyone to see that Windows phone.
If you walk into a room holding a Windows phone, does, like, the record player screech, and it's like when they walk in on Otis Day in the Nights?
Yes, that was a very interesting. Thank you very much for reaching out, Andy in Denver. You're a good dude.
Yeah, you're a good dude.
Another email. Hi, only 24 minutes in on episode 101. Pretty happy that we haven't heard Jason Stewart get graphic on gulp finger banging Shudder. But like the conscience of the show, Fancy, pretty grossed out by Jason's gangbang talk and some on the show joining in. Don't do your best, do my best. Thanks. That's from Paul, # currently still, # team current episode. I don't feel, yes, Jason Stewart often takes things to an uncomfortable place, which is why we love him.
Yeah, that's his charm.
And he will use some very gross terms occasionally, but I don't feel like any of us were really joining in on gangbang discussion. I mean, the story that we were talking about was gangbang related. I don't think any of us really came out as pro gangbang.
Yeah, I certainly am not pro gangbang, but when Jason Stewart's on the show, this is like when the Globetrotters come to town. You should expect a bucket of confetti. You should expect a gangbang reference. That's right. That's what he does.
Or finger banging, which is not even like that's such an old school term. I can't remember the last time I heard it besides from him. Thank you for the email, Paul. Here's another one. Buenos noches, amigos. We're not all blessed to have multiple toilets at home, so I wanted your opinion on what you do first when it's coming out both ways. Throw up or drop trowel. Do you put your face in toilet, putting your pants at risk that an accident happens while violently vomiting, or put your floor at risk of letting loose in front of you while rehashing that time you drank Tijuana water? Help me end this debate. I'm hashtag team three bathrooms, so I spread my juices around. Obvs, the whitest Mexican you know, John of Fullerton. Before we answer this, we need to recap. John of Fullerton, last time he emailed the show, it was to announce that he had many threesomes in his life.
Yep.
He made up, he made up a fake question just so he could drop the part of about his grandmother finding out about all the threesomes he's had.
It was it was a very convoluted question.
Yes, it was. But the point wasn't the question. The point was for him to make his proclamation. Then before that, I don't know if you remember this, he emailed the show one time, and it was a very, very disturbing, worse than a Jason Stewart appearance. He had a sort of Sir Walter Raleigh life coaching question of how to handle menstrual sex. Do you recall that?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I do.
And now he's really taking the toilet humor to the next level.
He's just getting outright disgusting.
Because this isn't a real question. If you have food poisoning, you have caught a bug. Obviously, the obvious thing to do is to sit down on the toilet, and if you're puking at the same time, you could just puke into a trash can, right, Ed?
I actually had that dilemma about a half hour into 2016.
Wow, that January 1.
I was sick as a dog. I was trying to play along for a while, and I'm holding that champagne flute, and I was like, I can't do this. And I've had that dilemma, but of course you sit down.
Yes.
Got to take. And also, we're not 6 years old. You could probably hold in the vomit to a point.
Of course you could.
But also, you know, didn't he brag about the number of bathrooms?
Yeah, he's got three bathrooms.
Yeah, well, that's big time.
Yeah, that's pretty baller. I definitely am envious. Great job, John. Reach out anytime, even if you're being a little bit gross. Okay, Ed, it's time. Let's talk some sports. What is going on in the world of sports? What has happened since we've been gone that we need to talk about?
Well, let me ask you, what do you know about dinosaurs? Like, just basics.
Well, they're really big.
Yeah.
That Brontosaurus is so big, they used to think that it had to live in water because it was so big, but turns out it could actually just walk around on the land.
Right.
We're actually learning new things about dinosaurs all the time. That Triceratops was a pretty cool looking motherfucker, as was Stegosaurus.
Probably the coolest. Yeah, the coolest looking.
Yeah. I saw Jurassic World. Great movie.
Sure. Entertaining.
I mean, it's okay. You know what I mean.
We can agree that they walked the Earth a long time ago and got wiped out by a meteor.
Yeah, right? Not featured in the Bible anywhere. Yeah, they got destroyed by the Ice Age.
Right. Well, in an interview with ESPN's Nick Wagoner, Rams defensive end William Hayes gave a different take on prehistoric times.
Really? He must have studied.
No, I don't believe dinosaurs existed, Hayes said via ESPN. Not even a little bit. With these bones, it's crazy because man has never seen a dinosaur. We can agree on that, right? But we know exactly how to put these bones together. I believe there's more of a chance you will find a mermaid than you will a dinosaur, because we find different species in the water all the time. Now, Howie Long's son, Chris, a fellow D-end on the Rams, had the audacity to disagree with the Winston-Salem State attendee, Hayes. I don't understand how Long believes in dinosaurs, Hayes said. That's just crazy to me. We know they died. We know where what a T-Rex eats. That don't sound crazy to you? We've never seen a dinosaur before, but we know exactly where every single rib was and which rib goes where.
That's crazy to me. Brian, how could we be so wrong for so long about dinosaurs?
I mean, I'm rethinking my position on dinosaurs, Ed. Because this guy, William Hayes from Winston-Salem State, he's got a really, it's really tough to argue with his logic. We can assemble human skeletons, Ed, because we go to that to the science lab, and there's one of those human skeletons hanging there. We just copy it. How are we supposed to assemble a dinosaur skeleton without a dinosaur skeleton to copy? How do we know all those bones go together? They could be all different bones. They could be from all different dinosaurs. They could be from something else. This guy's got a great point. I do like his theory on mermaids. I doubt that we'll ever find them, but if we do, I need to know what's going on with the sex organs. Are they completely set up like fish down below? Like, what's happening down there? What's going on with the mermaid? Like, they're human, but only on the top. What's, like, how do they reproduce? And how do you have sex with them? That's mostly what I'm asking. How do you have, like, regular sex? That's what I'm interested in. So I'm kind of with Rams defensive end William Hayes. This guy knows his shit.
That's a good point. I mean, if you think of the movie Splash, which is pretty much all I've seen of mermaids.
That's right.
Daryl Hannah was really hot, but, like, what was he going to do with her until she turned into a human?
It bugged me then. It bugs me now.
Like, when he swam off with her, it was because she was turning back to a fish.
Yes.
But, like, it's going to have to be a lot of mouth stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's oral's great. Don't get me wrong.
But if it's the only game in town?
Yeah, it's kind of, you kind of wonder, like, what's going on with the other things? Also, why was her hair, like, always over her boobs?
Yeah, well, I think that had to do with Disney, but yeah, there's a problem. But you know, back to this guy. What's the point? I mean, what's the end game for the conspiracy? Yeah. Like, what are you getting at?
That's one you always got to wonder about, because
right, like
people bring up conspiracies, but they never have a real cogent argument as to what the point of the conspiracy is.
Right, like, why would these people, if you're going to choose anywhere in the world, like, I'm going to go find some bones, I'm going to bury some bones, and then go find them so I look like a badass. I'm going to choose, like, the dustiest country in sub-Saharan Africa to, like, hang out for 4 years to dig. That doesn't seem like a fun way to you know, be successful.
That's a great point. Although I did see, they just found a whole dinosaur graveyard in behind a Walmart in Dirty Jurs.
Really?
Yes. I didn't get which exit or anything like that, but I was just shocked. First Jimmy Hoffa, now T-Rex in Jersey, buddy.
Well, I mean, we've got it all, the Garden State. But if it's by a Walmart, you know, it's nowhere near here.
I think they might have been, like, making, like, clearing. As always, I just read the headline and looked at the picture. I think they might have been making room for a Walmart. I don't know if Walmart was even involved, to be honest.
Mm, well, it probably is. Yes. And I just want to point out, although I do think he's probably the greatest running back ever, Marshall Faulk is a moon landing conspiracy guy.
Those are more common than you think.
Like, again, what... I don't, and maybe that conspiracy, at least you could say, well, NASA is keeping up the lies, so you keep funding them.
Yeah.
But he was hung up on the flag. That was
everyone
thing.
Is, because there's no wind in space. Why is, like, the flag sticking
who cares?
Out? Well, it's been explained. Don't ask me how, because I don't remember the explanation, but there is an explanation for why the flag sticks out.
Right. But either way, like, what, who cares?
Well, the whole theory is that they faked the moon landing as a big, like, FU to the Russians, because the Russians were trying to do it.
But why does a football player from New Orleans care about that?
Well, that's true. The thing is that the Russians had satellites and shit. Like, if they knew, they would have known whether or not we went to the moon. It was the fucking Cold War. We were watching everything each other did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why now Marshall Faulk cares? I don't know. He should be more pissed about the conspiracy that got Gino Toretta his Heisman Trophy.
That was ridiculous.
The guy was the most dominant college football player I ever saw.
I was in high school, and that was the late game. That was always the late game.
He was always on TV because he was running over everybody.
And I mean, why would I give a shit about San Diego State? Yeah. But I watched those Aztec games, and he was just taking it to the house every play.
He went to San Diego State because everyone else wanted him to be a DB because he's kind of little.
Yeah.
And the guy's just a fucking stud.
Oh, my God. And he was so good as a pro. He's awesome. But catching balls also out of the back. Really stupid.
Yeah, not too smart. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, what's going on with Jimbo Fisher besides his miraculously resprouted hairline?
Well, Florida State coach and world record holder for largest space between eyes, Jimbo Fisher recently filed for divorce. Apparently, rumors are swirling about the cause of Hammerhead Jimbo's marriage ending. Soon-to-be ex-wife Candy has been linked to a few younger men, a 27-year-old country club tennis pro, and an ex-Florida Gator wide receiver, Taylor Jacobs.
Wow.
Brian, two things. What were the Vegas odds that a woman named Candy would be sleeping with a tennis pro? And also, did the Gator Jacobs take the in-state rivalry with the criminals a bit too far?
Yeah, there's definitely something to that. Like, they take that rivalry seriously. And, I mean, Candy Fisher, she's okay looking, I guess, for an older lady. But at some point, women of a certain age got a publicist and suddenly started marketing themselves as MILFs. And now women like Candy don't sex 27-year-old tennis pros despite being 20 years older. They sex 27-year-old tennis pros because they're 20 years older.
Exactly.
And exactly. Ed, once again, the old adage is proven. The tennis pro will always try to fuck your wife.
That's what he does.
Yes.
He's put on this earth to do one thing, fuck your wife.
That's all they do. They show your kid how to hit the ball over the net, and they try to fuck the shit out of your wife.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just want to add, Taylor Jacobs can go fuck himself, because the Skins wasted a second-round pick on him. Oh my God. He might have had 15 catches in his career.
Well, it's called the next level for a reason. It's a whole another level.
Spurrier drafted him. Fucking idiot.
That's right.
He's like, hey, well, if it worked on Florida, then maybe all my guys will translate.
Spurrier was the coach of the Redskins for a while. Is that true?
Yeah, that's why. And so he's like, oh, I'll just bring in all my guys. Warfel will be the quarterback. Taylor Jacobs will be the receiver. It was awful.
How'd that work out?
It worked out well.
Not well.
Worked out to the tune of 5-11 and like 4-12.
I love it when you get talking about the Skins. Oh, speaking of your teams, something happened with a guy I'd never heard of before on the Knicks. What's going on with that?
Well, that would be New York Knicks scrub Cleanthony Early. Well, Early and his girlfriend Ilani Duge were taking an Uber ride home last week at 4:15 a.m. from Cityscape's Gentlemen's Club in Queens when the car was boxed in by three cars. Ski-masked, gun-wielding robbers then approached Early's car, shot him in the knee, and then stole an iPhone, two gold chains, and the gold caps off his teeth. Ryan, is it time to address America's frightening elephant in the room? Why the fuck is an NBA player taking his girlfriend to a strip club?
I was wondering about that. That could not. That
and it's
not
that he was picking up the stripper, because the quote was like, hey, we went out for a good time tonight, and people can't, handle that or something. Like, she went there with him.
Yeah.
Why is he taking her?
Oh, yeah, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to go. He's like, hey, why don't you come with me while I get some lap dances?
You can watch me set up the next five women I'm going to fuck behind your back.
I think that there's, like, some sort of – I'm not into, like, the whole stripper thing. I can't remember the last time I've been to a strip club. It's been
– Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, really, they're a big bummer.
But – I think some guy's play is to bring a broad there.
Yeah,
so
to watch them.
They get more attention from the strippers. It's like they're the strip, because the strippers, they like to mess around. They'll do whatever. And so they'll come over to the guy that's with the girl more so than the guy that's just with a bunch of sweaty bros. That's just a guess. But there's a couple things I like about this story. And I don't know which I like better. that this dude got jacked for his gold fronts, which ceased being a thing at least 5 years ago. Or that there's a dude in the NBA called Klee Anthony.
Well, there are a lot of weird names. You know, I was really excited when they drafted him because he was the stud, star player of Wichita State. Mm-hmm. Remember when Wichita State went on the run to the Final Four? Yes, like, it was exciting. And they're like, all right, who's this guy? And it turned out to be a guy who can average 1 point a game.
He's on his way to the D League.
Yeah, well, no, he's one of those guys that, you know, flip-flops back and forth between the D League and the NBA. But, like, you know, people were saying the right things, but really, there was no basketball analysis on, like, what would they do to replace the 1 point a game
with this guy. Yeah.
It's like, you know, thoughts and prayers, Klee Anthony, but if we have to pick somebody up off the wire, he's probably going to do better than you.
It's not like our guy, Czar Kristaps. Like, guy we need.
The Zinger.
Zingis
Khan.
That guy is the man. He might be my favorite NBA player at this point.
I just watched him have a putback dunk.
He can move for a big guy. Okay, Ed.
Yeah.
Let's get off talking about your favorite teams for a while. I don't want there to be a Maryland tie-in story.
There might be. There might be.
Concerns me. We got a few more things to discuss, Ed, but before I do that, we need to talk about our old friends Herman Marshall Texas Whiskey. Ed, I nearly killed that bottle of single malt over the break.
Yeah, mine's killed.
I didn't. Did you share it or did you drink it all yourself?
All myself. Oh. That was my alcohol for the whole holiday season.
Oh, really? Good for you. I haven't been sharing mine, so I still have some left, but it's dwindling and it is fantastic. Ed, you and I are not lucky enough to reside in Texas, where Herman Marshall Texas whiskey flows like freedom. But through the miracle of podcasting, we get to taste that precious Texas bourbon and rye and single malt on the regs. We didn't get any of that Temptress because it sold out too fast.
That was limited edition.
Well, you know what the problem was, Ed? We did a commercial for it.
That's true.
And all of a sudden, our listeners bounded out to Specs. Specs, I understand, is where everybody gets their booze in Texas. Everybody bounded over to Specs and bought out all the Temptress.
And that went like, you know what? It went like hotcakes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like Johnny Cakes.
Yeah.
Herman Marshall Whiskey, Ed, it's the official whiskey of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, and we love having them here on the show. That's because Herman Marshall is committed to making the smoothest possible whiskey while ensuring rich flavor and aroma. I'm into authentic things, grass-fed beef, three-chord rock and roll, natural breasts, and Herman Marshall whiskey. It's my go-to whiskey, and it's distilled right there in the Republic of Texas, so go out and pick some up today. Herman Marshall Smooth Texas Bourbon. Check them out.
All right. Well, let's, since Herman Marshall is real, let's play a game of real or fake.
Real or fake. We love real things.
Sexual fetish, real or fake?
Okay. Oh, I like these.
I'm going to give you five.
Okay.
One of them's fake.
Okay.
Agalmatophilia, sexual interest in mannequins, dolls, or statue.
Real.
Melissophilia, a sexual proclivity to bees and wasps.
Could be fake.
Symphorophilia, a fixation on accidents or catastrophes such as car crashes.
There was a movie about this called Crash with Holly Hunter. That's real.
Climacophilia, an arousal triggered by falling down the stairs. Lilapsophilia, a fetish for tornadoes.
Tornadoes. I feel like that could be real. Have you said five? Is that all five?
This is one last one. Okay. Nebulophilia. A sexual obsession with clouds.
Nebulophilia. I'm going to say that last one. Nebulophilia. Fake.
You are correct, but nebulophilia is a real thing. It's just the sexual obsession with fog. God, people are into weird shit.
Fog. I hate fog. Fog is the worst. I do not get aroused for fog.
I mean, there are some terrible ones that I skipped.
But Jesus, people are into some weird shit.
Well, yeah, like the people that want to fuck their car and Travis.
Do you remember
Travis
Rogers? Do you remember the whole thing? Oh, go ahead.
He came on and talked about dragons and cars, like people being
weird,
liking to look at pictures of dragons having sex with cars.
I remember Stern playing a clip of like one of those brief BBC shows of a woman that was sexually attracted to the Eiffel Tower and would try to rub up against it.
Yeah. Yes. I remember. Ed, okay, a few more things to check into. Real quick, though. Remember I was making a list of things I wanted to be?
Yeah.
YouTube sensation?
Oh, no.
Tumblr stud?
All terrible.
I think there was a few more, but one of them was Vine Star.
Oh, the worst
of
all.
And I didn't know. I'm going to backtrack on that. One, I don't have the app Vine. I don't know anything about it. I think only teenagers use it, and they're empty of the brain. So I don't think I could be popular on Vine. I do a highbrow thing, Ed, here. This is a thinking man's show. And Vine is not a thinking man's platform, clearly.
6 seconds of dumbness.
Because this week, I was introduced to some Vine star called Brian Silva, who was arrested on Sunday in Virginia after a standoff of roughly 3 hours. His teenage girlfriend called the police claiming that she was threatened with a firearm. And apparently, this guy's whole deal is like doing like fake, all his vines are like him doing like fake guns and or real guns. And like people, he has hundreds of thousands of subscribers. I watched one of his videos, Ed.
Oh, was it as awful as it seems?
It is so fucking terrible. And he has a hashtag, or he has a catchphrase, gratata. And I guess that's how he signs everything off. And he's like, yo, doing gun, like he tries to, he's a white guy. Like, white trash, but he tries to sound sort of ghetto, urban, black, and he's a huge failure. And I just got this to say. Let's round up the rest of these Vine stars.
Agreed.
We got this one. Let's get the rest of them.
But yeah, don't rest on our laurels. Like, we've got one down. Let's take them all.
Yeah, get all the Vine stars. You good job, cops,
and everyone at Vine's offices.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's round up everything Vine.
But, do you know about the Snapchat, Ed? Look, I sound like your dad.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm gonna sound slightly like a dad, but like that's just like a dick pic kind of thing because it's disappearing, right?
Yeah, but apparently it doesn't disappear. Like you can take a screenshot of it.
Right.
So, but I think it's just for people to show their genitals. And I've talked to some kids, and they say, yeah, that's pretty much it. But I know adults that are on Vine, or no, Snapchat.
Well, what are they doing? Dick pics?
I don't know. They're just like looking at people, like doing stuff. I don't even get it. Okay, Ed.
Okay.
Off the Vine star, here's another thing.
Yeah?
And this, I thought this was important for you. As someone who's known to frequent international prostitutes, this story could affect you, Ed.
What do you got?
Two words. Super gonorrhea.
Oh no! He wears a cape.
They've developed an STD, gonorrhea. Which gonorrhea is the one where you get a where something like there's
burning, right?
But I think there's also a discharge.
Oh,
I could.
Yeah, that was that sex ed when they tried to scare you straight and they show you those pictures. Not good.
Yeah, and you're like the guy's dick looked all weird. Like inflamed and like diseased. Well, I think that's gonorrhea.
Yeah, I think also one of the worst words ever, pus.
Oh,
is pus. I think that is involved.
Yes.
They're one of the worst words ever.
P-U-S, one of the worst words. Agreed. Well, apparently there's a super gonorrhea now, Ed, that is antibiotic resistant, and it was only a matter of time. And shockingly, this story not out of the STD capital of the world, Baltimore, but in fact, England. Sexual health doctors say gonorrhea was rapidly developing resistance. A highly drug-resistant strain of gonorrhea was detected in the north of England in March. The disease is caused by the bacterium called... I'm not even going to try to... I don't
speak Latin. There's no point in that one.
The infection is spread by unprotected vaginal... Ding! Oral... Ding!
Ooh.
And... I mean, there's only one more. We've said vaginal.
Backdoor. Top oral. Shelf.
That's right. Anal sex. Mm-hmm. Which is something, if you're not 20 years old, you shouldn't be doing it. Okay? Like, it's something you do when you're 20. Now get over it. Symptoms can include Symptoms can include a thick green or yellow discharge from sexual organs.
Oh my goodness. This is taking an awful turn.
Pain when urinating and bleeding between periods. Often the person has no symptoms, however, but can still easily spread the disease to others. That's fucked up.
They're called carriers.
Yeah, there's a lot of sexually transmitted diseases that are like that, like HPV, chlamydia. Right. You don't even know you have it.
Right.
Untreated infection can lead to infertility, pelvic inflammatory disease, and can be passed on to a child during pregnancy. Ed, where do you rank gonorrhea on the list of funniest sounding but grossest STDs? First or first through fifth?
Yeah. I'm going to say it occupies the top five.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Right. It rhymes with diarrhea. Yes. It's kind of silly and all, but like that was a lot of painful conversation we just had.
Yeah. Not really my favorite, but I wanted to let people know, because especially we have listeners in, because if this is in London, the STD capital of Europe, it probably won't be too long till it's here in the STD capital of the United States, Baltimore, Maryland.
Why Baltimore?
I don't know. I don't know.
I could see that being a AIDS-y heroin kind of place, but I would think the Bunny Ranch or Van Nuys would be the STD capital.
I think Louisiana and New Orleans and Baltimore were duking it out for a while for the STD capital. And you know, these things are fluid, Ed. Not just the STDs.
Sure. New Orleans, I could see. There's a lot of give and take going on down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. A lot of gender neutral situations happening down there. It's kind of like the Bangkok of the United States.
Yeah, one of the times I was there, there was a strip club, but it was like men and women's club, like the upstairs was men dancing and the downstairs was women, and so we were in there with.
You were hanging out upstairs.
We were hanging out with the women. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'd have no problems saying I was going to a male strip club. I don't give a shit, but. The bathroom, I really had to piss, and they're like, oh yeah, it's just, you know, down the hall. And it was downstairs, but the dude from one of the dancers from upstairs, so I'm taking piss next to a guy in chaps. And
did you check it out? Did you see what he was working with there? Did he look?
I think I was probably about 20. I was not mature enough to know what I wanted in life. I would have checked him out if it happened yesterday.
Wasn't like a Brandon Spikes situation.
No, I mean, you know, I saw ass cheeks, and I was like, kind of bummed out. But like, yeah, I'm more mature now. I would know to check out his dick.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Ed. Top Google search terms by state. Are you ready? Do you want to take a little quiz?
I'm ready. I didn't check it out. Okay. I knew you were gonna ask me.
So,
but
So there's a map that shows you. Now these are not the top, because if it was top search terms by state, then every state would just be some kind of porn,
right?
Because that's why the internet exists. But this is of all the
unique to them,
right? If all of the states searched for this, there's one state that searched for it the most.
Okay,
you ready?
Yep.
Here's the first one: Confederate flag meaning.
Gotta be.
Hold on. I'm gonna give this is multiple choice.
Well, I know this one, of course.
Which state's top search term was Confederate flag meaning? Was it A, New Hampshire, B, North Carolina, C, North Dakota, or D, Nebraska?
Well, I would have thought it was South Carolina because that's where the whole thing went down. That's right. So I guess I'll go North Carolina, but I would have guessed South.
No, you're right. It's North Carolina. And but here's
because they were like, what the fuck is going on down there? But that's probably what they're asking.
But in the South, like, they're the ones that know the meaning. Well, shouldn't it be right. like...
Yeah,
like,
it should be like New Jersey. Yes. Like, what's going on?
California, we don't know. It's like, it looks racist. Like, yeah. means racism to me. I don't know what it actually means.
Why do you guys care so much?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good job. Here's another one. Which monsters led the nation in Googling the term Apple Watch?
Whoa. I didn't know. That can't be real.
Yeah, it's real. Was it A, Idaho? B, Hawaii? C, Indiana? Or D, Louisiana?
Well, you've given me a bunch of hayseed options.
Yeah.
You know, but who are the dumbest people?
Yes. I think we know who that is.
I think, maybe. This is more of a guess than the last one. I'm going to say it's the people who eat poi.
You're saying...
Spam and poi. I'm going Hawaii.
That's your final answer? B, Hawaii?
That's my final, yeah.
Oh, Ed, you are on fire right now. It is about, which is kind of weird because
it's hard. I mean, Idaho, I just figured, you know, they're fucking potato farmers. Yeah. They can't be bothered. Indiana, I thought there could be some dummies. In Louisiana, there could be some dummies. But then you're just thinking, well, what's the dumbest?
But why are...
The locals.
Is it especially dumb state like Hawaii... Googling the Apple. Because
I, you know, I on my honeymoon, I remember having a driver.
Yeah.
And it was a guy who was getting lost in his own neighborhood, kind of stupid. You know, they're dumb people. They eat poi and spam.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
This was a movie. Magic Mike XXL. Which state outpaced all the rest of the states in their Googling of Magic Mike XXL? Was it A, Washington? B, West Virginia? C, Wyoming? Or D, Florida?
Okay. I mean, I think I'm going 3 for 3 here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who's into Magic Mike? It's going to be, you know, fat house frows, right?
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, guys. Yeah, which either way,
right.
You can go Key West, you can go some of these, you know, these horrible Florida, North Florida towns. I'm going Florida. I think that's a slam dunk.
Unfortunately, you're wrong on that one.
Oh. That's
shocking turn of events. West Virginia outpaced the rest of the nation in Googling Magic Mike XXL. Shocking.
That's an intro. That is shocking.
Okay.
I don't even know how to react to that.
One more.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with this person. I sort of remember him from childhood. He was real fat, and he was a wrestler.
Haystacks Calhoun?
Nope. Not quite that fat. Dusty Rhodes.
Fat. That was not a search.
Yes. Dusty. I think he may have died this year, Ed. Fat, dead wrestler. Dusty Rhodes. People were searching for him. You can only guess what part of the country.
This is going to have to be a low population state because there's no way. Yes.
Yeah, people. Yeah. A, was it A, Mississippi? B, Kentucky? C, Tennessee? Or D, Alabama?
Oh, it's got to be, you know, it's obviously one of those states.
Of course.
So, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, or where?
Mississippi. The big four.
Like the other one, I'm going to have to go dumbest state, Mississippi.
Very close. Very close. Should have gone second dumbest state, Kentucky.
Oh.
Kentucky loved them some Dusty Rhodes. I remember Dusty Rhodes when I was into wrestling as a kid. And all these guys were like Adonises. They were all basically bodybuilders that could jump around and stuff.
But not this guy.
No, Dusty Rhodes had big fat tits, and I don't mean to make fun of the guy. And thoughts and prayers to him and
did he his definitely family. Die? I'm looking him up.
I'm pretty sure he died.
I'm googling Dusty Rhodes now.
He's Now
I'm going to be the first New Jersey guy to search for him.
New Jersey surging to the top of the dusty roads.
2016's first search. Yeah, June 11th, 2015. Dusty took a dirt nap.
Thoughts and prayers to Dusty Rhodes. I'm sure he was a nice guy.
Died in Orlando.
He did not look like the rest of the wrestlers. I always was like, well, how come one of these guys is real fat? Like, I thought it was kind of weird. Okay, Ed, it is time. Let's get into the pop culture segment of the show. Of course, I'm talking about everybody's favorite time when we talk. We talk celebrity news. We talk gossip. And now, since it started last night, we are talking The Bachelor. Of course, we do that with our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kate.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Ed's been unwell.
Oh, Ed, what's going on?
I think he's got the norovirus. Have you been diagnosed, Ed?
I've got a touch of it.
He's either got the norovirus or
the AIDS. Here's the thing. I had not the gay flu. I had a flu, but then I've also got a bad cold, like two different things.
Doubled up.
How do you tell the difference?
The two things you don't want.
When I'm sick, I'm just sick.
The flu is the fever where you feel like I had the chills.
And luckily I got a flu shot. Those motherfuckers, they couldn't mix it right.
The flu shot supposedly makes the duration of the flu not as bad. So did you get over the flu quickly?
It was like a 24-hour deal.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But it was like one of those things, if I didn't fail by taking a bath like 2 years ago, remember when I said how awful it was? Because I had that same feeling. I was like, oh, what would make me better? Instead, I took a shower for like 40 minutes. I just stood in there.
Oh, yeah, that feels good because you're freezing because
you're freezing, but you're not.
Baths
it's
the
awful.
Trick, though, even if you're opposed to them. They really do.
But now I just have a cold.
We didn't get flu shots this year. Now I'm kind of like a bit worried.
Yeah.
Have we missed the window to do it?
I don't know.
Can you just do it anytime?
I don't know.
No, I think they still protocol. I think I was at a CVS the other day and they had the sign on the door.
And it's safe to fill your body with mercury, right?
I don't think it's really filling your body.
Yeah.
If you eat tuna, you're filling your body with mercury.
I put a lot
mercury.
Of things in my body. Botox. Whoa. Other stuff.
Kate.
At this point.
I'm blushing over here. So before we get into Fancy Pop, guys, we need to review something. We do something every year on the show, and we're not the only ones that do it. We try, at the beginning of the year, we try to predict who is going to die that year. And we did it. We're going to do it today. But we did it in 2015 as well. And I'm just going to go through our picks because I think we got skunked here. Ed, shockingly, I thought you had this one nailed. You took Jan Michael Vincent to die. Jan Michael Vincent could be one of these guys that has had the most precipitous looks drop off in the history of the world.
Right. From dreamy to monster.
He was beautiful. He was really like the best looking guy in the world. And now he's just a scare. He would scare your children. But he continues to live. Someone else that you picked.
I think he's going with a Zsa Zsa type thing where they're just taking a little piece of him at a time.
He has lost a foot. That's right. That's right. He has surrendered a foot. Yeah. Also, you chose this a little bit morbid, but could be right on. Macaulay Culkin, you chose to die.
Yeah, I saw him in a video. I was surprised.
He's still alive.
What's wrong with Macaulay?
Have you seen him?
No.
Yeah, have you seen him?
Looks like he's on the heroin or something. Very skinny, very pasty.
Oh, really?
This one, I feel like you chose. This was a personal attack at me because you know I love the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson.
No, but he doesn't seem well.
He's a little off. That's for sure.
Yeah, like he doesn't sound right. Like it seems like he's got the shakes. He's got the issues.
He's a little strange.
I just googled Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he looks like hell. Yes,
he doesn't look like someone who's in it for the long haul.
Brian Wilson still alive. Wilford Brimley could have put him in the thought he was already dead box. He's alive and not that old. I think that's how we came across the how fucking old is this guy originally.
In like Remo Williams, he was in his 40s.
Yes, we determined that. Wilford Brimley's only like in his late 70s now. And then out of nowhere, Ted Lang, Isaac the bartender from
He was one of those wild cards.
Yes, he's
so random.
He made it through the year. Then your wild card, and wild card is, I don't know that we communicated this properly, because wild card is supposed to be somebody that you don't, like, no one thinks is going to die, that that you pick to die. You chose Bill Russell, who's old. Who's old as shit.
Nah, he's not that old.
But he lives.
He's got the scariest smile on earth.
That's true. Kate, your choices. Amanda Bynes, who seems to have rebounded. You also took Suge Knight, who looked like you had the opportunity. Like, he was shot.
Now I'm starting to think he's unkillable.
Yeah, that's what we determined before on the show. He is unkillable. John Goodman, who recently had a massive weight loss. I don't know if it's the AIDS or what, but he looks better than ever.
He probably heard he was on my death poll.
Yeah, he gave up
booze. I need to get healthy.
He was well known to drink just massive, like, cases of beer every single day.
Right.
Chris Brown, that was the wishful thinking category. Rob Kardashian, he's in hiding. No one's seen him for a while. Ed doesn't know who he is.
I just saw some pictures of him today looking...
Better?
No. Not better.
Oh, that's, well, maybe pick him again. Your wild card was Shia LaBeouf, who's, you might want to go with him again.
Didn't I have Kirk Douglas?
He's still alive. That was our other wild card. That was our upset special. And our upset specials, that's where you pick somebody that everyone expects to die to live throughout the year. And we all won that. Ed had George Kennedy from Naked Gun.
Cool Hand Luke and Naked Gun.
Kirk Douglas is 99.
He's in his 90s.
99.
Yeah, Kirk Douglas,
99.
Still lives. I had Zsa Zsa Gabor, which is really shocking because she was near death 10 years ago.
I feel like she probably is dead, and she's just been propped up in bed.
Weekend at Bernie's type
stuff. That's what I think. Yeah,
well, I think she's sort of like Arthur Digby Sellers from The Big Lebowski. You go over to her house, and she's just in an iron lung. It's just only her head.
Mm-hmm. And a fine day to you, sir.
Yes, exactly. I chose, in my death pool, I had Dan Rather, Mike Ditka, Hulk Hogan, Carney Wilson, who I stand by, and Bret Michaels, I thought was also a good choice. My wild card to die, Lance Armstrong. He survived. Does anybody want to throw out any choices? Ed, do you have any choices that you, for this year's death pool? We don't have to do as many.
Well, you told me to think of some.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Courtney Love.
She should be off the board, but I'll give her to you.
Okay, so we'll take her off the
board.
She's like
Scott Weiland, where everyone expects her to die.
Well, what we know is there's always some NBA big men that die.
That's true.
I'm going with Sean Kemp.
Whoa, Sean Kemp. Big,
the Rain Man. He was looking pretty big.
He got real fat. He's got a lot of children.
There's always a wrestler from the 80s.
Yes.
I'm going Sergeant Slaughter.
Now, have we determined that he's still alive?
I did have to Google to make sure, because my first two choices had to. I chose Junkyard Dog, and he died in 98.
Oh, wow.
And I chose somebody else, and he was dead.
Ravishing too. Rick Rude, also dead.
Yeah. Wait, I just talked to somebody the other day who said his brother was a cop on the scene of Ravishing Rick Rude's death.
Wow.
It's pretty funny. Random. He's like, yeah, it was random. I'm going with Vince Neil.
Vince Neil?
always a rocker too. Yes, he was always a rocker.
Yes, that's good. And I say, I want to propose that we all let our upset specials ride, unless you have a new one, Ed.
Oh no, I'm going to switch it back to my upset special from 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to say Abe Vigoda, who's 94 now, will make it to 2017.
Abe, that's a good bet. That's a chalk bet.
I want to stay with Kirk.
I mean, I took him 2 years ago, and then I jumped off the train. I was like, you know what? I'm getting back. I'm pro Abe.
Okay, Kate, who do you like? Who do you like to die this year? Just give us a few.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah, he doesn't look well.
He's going to have a heart attack. Yeah, he's not going to make it through the
he's
trial.
He's going to take the paterno route.
Fidel Castro.
Is he not dead yet? Are we sure he's still alive?
I mean, apparently he's
still
alive.
They don't hear from him.
They don't.
He might be dead.
But the intelligence would let us know.
I'm going to go with Bob Barker.
Oh, so morbid. Nobody wants him to die.
Yeah, wait, hang on. I think we got to overrule that one. I'll take my Courtney Love off the board, but you can't pick he's got to be in his 90s.
Well, you don't get that many points if it's an old guy. So you want to guess young. Yeah, you'll get the
I'll stay
the
with Shia LaBeouf.
Dude was born in 23.
you can't
pick a 92-year-old to die.
You have Shia LaBeouf as well.
All right, George Bush Sr.
George Bush Sr.
Also in his 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Well, it's not a rule.
Well, it's not a rule.
But
it's just,
it's not shocking if they go. It's the rule is that you get points for a point for every year they are below 100 years old.
Okay, Tommy Lee.
Wow.
Bad year for the crew.
I can't believe Mick Mars, who's been near death for a long time. But maybe
Lemmy would have been a good one.
Maybe Tommy Lee. His heart goes when all of his blood, you know, you get older and all your blood pressure is not as good. And if all your blood needs to go to one part of your body, as is the case with Tommy Lee often.
That's true.
There's not enough blood for your
he could
heart to
take
pump
a
to
fall.
Your brain. Okay. I don't. And you, Kate, you're staying with Kirk Douglas as your upset special.
Okay. He's making it to triple digits.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch it to. Because he's going to die.
Who?
Bob Barker.
Okay. But that your upset special is somebody you want to survive the year.
Yeah, I think Kirk Douglas
okay.
is going to die.
Okay, back to Kirk Douglas. Okay. And Ed, I gave you Courtney Love just because. Okay, I haven't. The only one I had was Bill Cosby.
You could take him too.
Well, she got him. I have a real strong feeling about Mike Ditka. So I'm going to go with him. He falls asleep on the set a lot.
Yeah, farts. He's losing control of his body.
Yeah, I feel like are there any like real thrill seekers out there? Like people that are jumping off stuff and like skydiving? Who's that? Who's the guy that jumped out of the, skydived from space? I want that
oh,
guy.
That, yeah, the guy, it begins with a B, I think.
He's German. Space skydive. What the fuck was his name? Felix Baumgartner.
Baumgartner.
I got him.
Oh, Harrison Ford. He likes doing daredevil. He flies.
That's true. And he's, based on the way he mailed it in that Star Wars movie, I don't think he's got a lot left. Also, I still like Bret Michaels. So I'm going to go with him. And my upset special, still, yet another year, Zsa Zsa Gabor. I've got Zsa Zsa Gabor making it to 2017, the upset of a lifetime. Like, how is she even still alive? Unbelievable. Okay, Kate, it is time. Let's talk about what is going on in the world of pop culture. What do you have for us today?
Well, first of all, Ed, have you watched Making a Murderer?
I've watched a few episodes. I've not watched all of it, so please don't. All right. You know, I mean, I get the gist of it, but
okay.
Please don't.
We'll,
you know,
we'll talk about that when you watch them.
Well,
all.
Am I allowed to? So I'm not allowed to spoil. I mean, there's nothing to spoil.
Well, one thing we can establish:
if you don't
this
know
guy
what
had
happens
a lot of
facial end.
Hair and regular hairstyle changes.
That's true.
Also, if anyone wants to tweet
options.
At me whether they think Avery is guilty or innocent or undecided, I'd like to know.
If anyone thinks he's innocent, please don't tweet at me.
Yeah,
no spoilers.
Brian's sure that he is guilty.
Okay.
Well, one thing I also want to point out is in the first episode, they talk about how he served time for setting a cat on fire.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you know, I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. Like, well...
Yeah, he's like a dumb hillbilly. I feel like that's par for the course when you're a teenage like.
That was a real Dahmer move, though. Dahmer.
I don't think so.
Dahmer had a little box in his room that he kept locked up with all the woodland creatures.
This nut guy's
a
Dahmer.
I've known
a lot of crowds. Super dumb. There's no way he could have disposed of all the evidence. I just don't buy it. Also, it just came out that one of the jurors who convicted, a juror was dismissed from the trial, has just told the press that two jurors who convicted Avery were related to Manitowoc County employees. Mm-hmm. One was the dad of a sheriff.
Yeah.
Seems like a bit of a conflict of interest.
I just feel like with these kind of shows.
Remember?
I love how you just gloss over stuff like that.
I just feel like.
Well, how about the fact that he's the type of person that sets cats on fire?
Right.
Now, nobody hates cats more than me.
I can overlook that just because I think that's a kind of dumb hillbilly shit that people like him do in places like that that are like, you know, super poor. I don't think he's any serial killer.
I could have overlooked it.
I don't think that makes him a murderer.
I could have overlooked it if he hadn't also murdered some chick that came to take pictures of cars.
And what was with the cat thing? Yeah, what's with all of the different beard styles and hairstyles?
Well, in life gets really boring in prison, Ed.
We're talking about after prison. In his few years out, he chose a lot of different looks, trying to get a lady.
All he wants to do is get married and settle down.
Yeah, I mean,
Jody bounced on him. He wanted to switch up his hair.
He's trying so hard to get a lady that he'll handcuff her to his bed. Okay, what else is going on in the world of pop culture? Kate?
Rapper Tyga, Kylie Kardashian's boyfriend.
Do you need to be reminded of who Tyga is again?
Well, I mean, I know from the 19 different stories you guys have done on her. But, like, I don't know him outside
of this
show.
There's no way you would. It's not like he's a big deal rapper. He owns a record label, so he makes money from producing.
He's no Eric B. or Rakim.
No, but he's
only in the context of being, like, a peripheral Kardashian guy. Like, nobody actually knows this guy.
He's in the tabloids this week.
I certainly wouldn't.
He's in the tabloids this week for hitting up a 14-year-old model, an aspiring singer, who had told him she was 17, which is still underage, but she's gone ahead and hired Gloria Aldred to represent her. I guess OK Magazine put her face on the front of the cover, but they pixelated it, but not very well, so everyone could tell it was her, and now she's being hounded for breaking up their relationship.
She's probably enjoying the attention. But this Tyga, I'm starting to think he's not a very good guy.
No.
He's a terrible rapper. And he has a lot of tattoos. Okay, what else is going on, Kate?
So there was an article about Hollywood's most overpaid actors, which revealed that. Who do you think is in first place? And this is like people who...
What's the criteria?
Well, it's what they made per dollar on every dollar versus what the movie returned.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So coming in first was...
Will Smith.
He's on the list. Ed's made man. Johnny Depp.
He makes a lot of money, but his movies did.
He is this year's most overpaid actor. His recent movies returned just $1.20 for every dollar he was paid on them.
Oh wow! So basically, the whole profit goes to him.
Denzel.
You know, it takes a lot of...
Johnny Depp joins us now. Johnny, what your thoughts on your salary?
You have to understand how much money I put into that mustache wax for the movie where I had a handlebar mustache. And, you know, in my rider for every movie, I need extra silk scarves from the south of France.
What is your scarf budget? What do you have written into your contract as a budget for scarves on every movie?
I'm allowed to spend $14,000 a day.
Wow.
Johnny, what about how puffy you're looking in recent pictures?
Johnny, that's a great question. Are you on the pills, yes or no?
Well, here's the problem. I may have imbibed too many pills, and my bangle bracelets are getting mighty tight.
That's a good reason.
So I'm going to have to go to a special villager in the south of France and have my friend Pierre use his equipment to loosen my bangle bracelets. Wow.
Without breaking them.
Wow. Outstanding. Thanks for joining us. Johnny Depp, everybody. Okay, Kate, who else is on that list?
Second place, Denzel Washington. Third place, Will Ferrell. Then Liam Neeson. Then Will Smith.
I wonder, I can't think of the last, movie Denzel was in that was a big deal. That was actually decent.
The alcoholic pilot. Yeah, I think that made money.
Yeah, that was okay.
But last year, he was probably in something that bombed.
Will Ferrell was in Get Hard. And Anchorman 2 and The Campaign, which all sort of bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's how Hollywood works.
Will Ferrell might be the funniest human being that's ever lived. I can't look at the guy without laughing.
Yeah, me too. He's hilarious.
He's funny.
We have an RIP.
Oh, is it?
It's
the natural Dusty Rhodes. No. Also, why was he called the natural? I mean, he looked like shit.
I thought he was the American Dream.
Oh, wait. Yeah, somebody else might have been the natural. The American Dream. Who dreams to be that overweight? Nobody.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Sometimes I do.
Kate.
Riley Martin, one of the hosts on Howard Stern's show,
Riley.
A regular, has died at 69.
How fucking old is this guy, Riley Martin?
Yeah, he was. He famously claimed that the, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, the Biavian alien.
Biavians, yeah. Sure.
Abducted him several times, and he always stuck to his guns about it every time, yeah. Like Howard or anyone grilled him about it. Famed alien contactee.
I haven't listened to Stern in a while. Does Riley still have his co-host?
And he wrote a book about
Iran.
That's his longtime producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iran. And he would, the best was like, you know, over the last couple of years, he was just so shit-faced doing his show. Like, Stern gave him a show.
Oh, he's had a show for a while.
And he would just play clips of it, and he would be just stumbling through it, and then he'd call him on it the next day. He's like, well, I just had a little food poisoning.
Yeah, exactly.
It was always food poisoning.
Then he would call Howard and curse him for more money. Howard gives him no money to do the show, or practically no money, and
He's like, nobody's asking for your show.
Yes.
No one.
Yes.
You've no negotiating power.
He gives him a chance to see. What did he sell? He sold like dream catchers.
Yeah, it was dream catchers because he had been probed by an alien like in the 70s.
Oh, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, Riley Martin.
Riley Martin.
Rest in peace.
Okay, Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
Well, as you guys know, and everyone knows, over the holidays, Bill Cosby was charged with sexual assault. He's currently free on a $1 million bail after he surrendered himself, released on December 30th. Montgomery County prosecutors announced their decision to criminally charge Cosby with aggravated indecent assault after reopening an investigation of the comedian in an alleged sexual assault on former Temple University employee Andrea Constand in 2004. In 2005, Constand claimed Cosby drugged and sexually attacked her while she worked as a manager for the women's basketball team at Temple University. But he got a break today, Cosby did, after his wife, Camille, received a stay of her deposition in his defamation lawsuit.
Oh, hold on. Adding one to my death pool.
Camille
Cosby.
Camille, 71, was scheduled to be deposed Wednesday, but her attorneys filed legal docs seeking to delay the occurrence. So we'll see what happens with that. But he has been formally charged.
Let's go around the room. Ed Daly, your thoughts. What do you think happens? How does this trial play out?
Unfortunately, I mean, I like that he's going to have to just deal with this in a trial and have to be inconvenienced. But I don't see any way he gets convicted because they don't actually have physical evidence. It was a dozen years ago. Like, a good lawyer, which he has the money to hire, is probably going to find ways to just...
He said, she said, they'll go
kinda
through
kind of like that one case, Heyman Lee, serial?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no evidence either. A lot of, it was like one kid's word, one kid's
and
story.
And one was a complete shitbird lawyer.
Right.
Bill Cosby is going to have an awesome lawyer.
We'll see. There's a lot. Motive, the fact that there's over 50 other women who have claimed that this has happened to them, that's going
to sway. I hope he goes to jail.
I don't think
whether it should or not, I don't think that'll
be admissible.
It's not admissible, but it's people know about it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's hard to come into this being unbiased as a juror.
Listen,
I think
the whole jury selection process. I mean, if you look hard enough, you can find the stupidest motherfuckers on earth.
That's why I've been advocating for professional juries.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There should be.
Judge or just judges. Yeah. A panel of judges.
Yes. Make it like a real job.
Jury.
Real people. Smart people.
And anyone who's served jury duty knows there's not going to be smart decisions made by these fucking dopes.
Exactly. I see two outcomes here. Bill Cosby either gets off or dies within a year.
Yeah.
The stress is too much. The stress of carrying around all those facial growths and having that one weird cataract eye.
Why wouldn't, with all that money, why wouldn't you get those tags?
Get those things lasered.
Burned off.
Laser the fuck out of those things. Laser them right the fuck off, Bill.
I see a then skin fuck tag off, and I'm like beeline to the dermatologist.
Yes. Okay, Kate, what else?
On to my favorite topic, The Bachelor season 20 premiered last night.
The Bachelor.
Looks like it's going to be a good one.
I agree.
He's very boring. pretty
two-dimensional. He's more boring than Chris Soules, or at least as boring as Chris Soules, and he's not as good looking.
I feel like Chris Soules was drunk his whole season. He could barely string two words together.
I think he just can't string two words together.
No, I think the band... No, because I've seen him, like, subsequently, yes, and he could talk. Yeah. He could talk just fine.
Yeah.
Ben's boring. He's really handsome and really nice, and bitches are going to be fighting over him.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
And the bitches are hot this year. This is the best crop of contestants we've had in a long time.
I would have to agree. They've cast
Ed Daly.
Some hotties.
Ed Daly. Did you tune in to the opening episode of The Bachelor?
Of course he did.
I saw Michelle was watching it, and I walked by it, and there were twins on the show.
Yes, there are twins.
And I was wondering, like, what? And they were like on the same screen, like what? I mean,
also,
they can only be crazy, right?
Of course.
The twins are trying to date the same guy at the same time.
And they're 22.
Yeah.
Every chick gets, you know, her age occupation. These girls get their age, and it just says twins. So they've been reduced to just like a sibling.
Oh, yeah.
Professional twins. Well, I mean, it's fun. Reductive. There are twins, and they can be close.
Also,
but
plays
like,
into like...
Trying to date the same guy.
It plays into like real stupid people. I agree, Ed. Sort of like... fantasy that, you know, everyone wants to like have a go around with twins.
This is a made up thing.
I think so too.
No guy, it's always like, oh, like the Coors Light twins. That's if you have sex with twins, if you have a threesome with two girls
and they're sisters,
and when they're not sisters, the idea you want to have the threesome because you want there to be a little bit of lesbian play involved, a little bit of.
So pervy. What Brian's trying to say is that would be incest.
Line crossing.
Moving on.
If you have a threesome with twins, they're fucking sisters. Right. That's incest.
It's
That's
weird.
Disgusting.
It's super sexist and reductive, and the whole thing is like just gross.
Not my deal. Gross. I don't think it's any guy's deal. Ed, do you have a fantasy of having sex with twins? Yes or no?
I don't even have a fantasy of having sex with two women because it just seems like so much work.
A lot of work.
And I'd be very intimidated, and you know, people will swear by it, but like, and it's never been presented. It's not like I've batted this.
You're
this
not
scenario.
Like John like,
Fulton, no, I can't
who's
do it.
Several,
exactly. But no, it's just not something that interests me in the sense that like it just seems like work and pressure.
Agreed. Okay, Kate, is that it?
Yes.
This season of The Bachelor looks fantastic. We'll get Jason
Stewart
on to talk about it.
My recap is up on the website.
TheBallerLifestyle.com.
If you've missed it and you want to find out what happened, check it out.
Every week, a lot of times, The Bachelor's 2 hours long. It's very difficult for me to get through an entire episode. But what I'll do is I'll go online, I'll go to TheBallerLifestyle.com, and I will read Fancy Sauce's recaps that she does every week of the show. And that's how I get my information. That's how I know what's what and who's who. They're very fun.
Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah, please do.
Leave me a comment.
Absolutely.
Let me know, like, one person reads it.
Yes. Okay. I think that's it. We've done enough. We've done so much fucking entertaining. It's ridiculous.
We've done it all.
We have.
We really have.
Excellent job, Ed Daly.
Yeah. Excellent job, all of us.
Excellent job, Kate McManus.
Thank you.
Excellent
Thank
job,
you.
Me.
Certainly.
So, for Ed Daly and for Kate McManus, I'm Brian Beckner. This has been the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.